14th day of Nisan falls out on Shabbos. So Mavarnas Akum Lefnei Shabbos Divrei Rabbi Meir. You have to destroy everything from before Shabbos. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. When we say everything over here, it's Truma and Chulin. Truma, which can only be eaten by a Kain, and Chulin, stuff that can be eaten by anybody, still, it needs to be destroyed before Shabbos, because we're afraid that he won't have time, he'll be either on the Isser of Bayuram and Bayimotzi. But Chacham say, no, it's not a problem. The halacha is, you can go ahead and destroy everything Bizmanom, which means on your dalet itself. How exactly do you do that? Obviously, you don't do the classic beer, which would be to burn the chametz, but rather, you can feed it to other people, give it to behemoths, and make sure that you get rid of everything before the Zman of Isser. Even according to Remeir, it's pointed out by the Poskim, that you could keep a little amount of chametz that you need in order to make the sudas, and nowadays people have the minog that they buy these little chal rolls that are kazayas, and they eat it over a bag, and however we do it, when it's Nikeya, but everybody holds that on that day you could eat up until Zman. But Lezer Bar Tzodek Leimer, the third sheet in the Mishnah is Truma Melefnei HaShabbos V'chulin Bizmanam. Truma needs to be destroyed before Shabbos, because since Truma has only a limited amount of people who can actually eat it, so we can't let you keep it over Shabbos. We're afraid you won't get rid of it in time. The chulin bizmanam, however, chulin, because it can be eaten and it can be fed to animals, Mashenk and Truma can't, so v'meila, chulin can be done on the 14th. Says Mishnah Zayin, ha'cha'olech lishchot is pischoy. If somebody's going to shecht his carbon Pesach, it's your dalet, it's erev Pesach, and we know that you're mechuyev to shecht the carbon Pesach on your dalet. V'lamo has benayin. At the same time, he has a chiyev to go ahead and be mild his son. V'lechol sudas erisin, or to go through sudas erisin. This was at that time sort of like a vort when they got engaged, but in those times it was erisin. So it's a sudas mitzvah, beveis chomov, in his father-in-law's house. V'nizka sheishli chomov v'seich beisei. And on the way, while he's traveling, he remembers that he has chomets in his house. Now, since he knows that he can't wait too long because there's a chiyuv on Erev Pesach that has to be destroyed, all the chomets needs to be destroyed, what should he do? So the halacha is, in yochel lachzor v'levar v'lachzor v'mitzvosei, if he's able to go back home, destroy the chomets, and come back and do the mitzvah, yachzor v'yavar, go back and be mevar. V'imlav nevat v'libay. And if not, if he can't do that, then he should destroy. You should be mevatel. I'm sorry, not destroy, but be mevatel b'libay. As we know, the midday raisa, the halacha is l'yira l'cha, that the whole issue of chametz is l'cha, that it can't be yours, and that's why really all your mechuyev to do is to be mevatel it, like we say on Erev Pesach at night, and also when we burn the chametz, we say kol chamir v'chamir d'ikav b'shusei libato v'lehavei ke'alfa da'ara. It's not mine anymore. I'm after it. So the mail, I'm not going to be over the Yisr. However, the Chacham knew that maybe you might one day, if you just mafata a little chametz in your house, you might by mistake go and open up the closet and eat a cookie because you forget that it's Pesach, even though it's not yours. So therefore, the Rabbanu would mechayev you to burn it. In this case, where there's a situation where by burning it, you're going to miss another mitzvah, so the Chacham said it's enough for you to go ahead and be mafata it, the Levi, then you won't have a problem. Yisr deraisa and take care of the other mitzvah. The Mishnah continues, L'hatzel min anochrim, u'min anor, u'min alistim, u'min adleik, u'min amapoilis. However, let's say you're running to save a Jew from Goyim, u'min anor, or if somebody might be drowning, or property might be being, there's like a flood, u'min alistim, or from armed robbers, u'min adleik, a fire, u'min amapoilis, or if a building caved in, then the halacha is yivata b'libay. Even if he does have time, even if he thinks in his mind that I can get back and get to the scene of crime or whatever what's going on, still the Mishnah says, al sakonis nefashis, of even a suffix of Konas Nefashis, we tell you just be mevatel in your heart and go straight to the scene that needs your help. The third category, in a case where a person wants to be shavas, a shvisas or a shus. For example, we know that the halacha is that on Shabbos you're not allowed to walk out of 2,000 amos because there's a problem of tchum. The way to do it is to go ahead and go to a certain point and be kind of Shabbos at that point, then you have 2,000 amos from there. So let's say he decides that he wants to visit his friend on Shabbos, but he needs to go ahead and set up the Erev in order to extend his Rishos. So he decides he's going to do it now. Then he remembers, oh no, I have to go ahead and be Navar the Chometz. So that's not a mitzvah. That's just a Rishos. It's something that he wants to do, or maybe will add to his pleasure of Yom Tif, but it's not. It's definitely not a Chiyuv. So the Avach is Yachza Miyad, then he should go back right away and forget about this extra knach of Tchom that he wants and the extra 2,000 Amos. His needs have to go to the side when it comes to doing the mitzvah and the chiv derabonon of destroying the chametz. However, it's brought down on the poskim that if somebody is going to extend his tchum because he wants to go for a mitzvah, to go for a shir or something like that, then the halach would be the then it would take on the first din of the Mishnah, which would be that you could be, depending if you have time to do the mitzvah or not, then you go back or not. Says Mishnah Ches, V'chein Misha Yotzim Yerushalayim V'nitzkashish B'yodisar Kodesh. The Mishnah now continues with the same idea of talking about we have one chiyuv, and are you mechuyev to go back or are you not mechuyev to go back? In the case of Besar Kodeshim, when a person shechts a carbon, the halacha is you're not allowed to leave anything over. If you do leave things over, then the halacha is they need to be burnt. Besides that, there's a halacha that if that kochim kalim, or to, for example, shlamim that you're allowed to eat, you don't have to eat it in the Azor, you can eat it anywhere in the Yerushalayim. However, as soon as you take that meat out of Yerushalayim, the halacha is it becomes possible and you have to burn it. So let's say v'chein nishu yotim Yerushalayim v'nizka sheyush v'yodei b'sar kodesh. A person leaves Yerushalayim and he remembers that he has it in his, he looks in his pocket or he looks in whatever is his can, whatever is his food sack, and he sees that he has some b'sar kodesh left over meat from the carbon. Now he's mechuyev to burn it. So though the etzem, the Gemara learns out over here that a person is supposed to burn the carbon where he eats it, which we learn out from carbon chatzos, which means that technically you should go back to Yerushalayim or back to the base of Chira, which the Gemara says, and burn it over there. But we see over here im avart tzayfim, if he passed tzayfim, which the Farshim Mishnah has learned means is referring to places like the mountains that surround Yerushalayim that you could see the whole thing. Tzayfa comes from Lashon of seeing. If you're already past that place, Sarfa bim kaimi. We say it's all right, you don't have to go back. The Imlav, however, if he didn't pass that, he's on his way out, Chayzer v'Sarfa from the Abira, he has to go ahead and burn it by the Beis HaMikdash, Me'atzei HaMarocha, like we explained, because that's the place where you're supposed to eat it. V'ad Kamehim Chayzer, in fact, the Mishnah, in both cases, when it comes to doing a mitzvah of Bir Chametz, and also when it comes to burning the kachim, how much do you have to return for? A tiny amount? Each one of them, the shear is a kibetza, and he learns it out because that's how much you need for tumah. If that's how much you need for tumah, that's the chashivas of the thing. So the mela, each one only goes back for kibetza, oichlin is metam v'kibetza. No, we have a smaller shear which has chashivas to this food. Kezayas of basar kochim, or kezayas of chametz, which is of achila. So the shear achila of it is kezayas. So therefore, the chiyuv to go back will also be kezayas. And the chachamim say besar kodesh bekezayas v'chomer tekabeya. Besar kodesh bekezayas because it's more chomer. It's the chomer of kochim, so we make it go back even for a small amount. However, chametz, the halacha is like we explained, you can be mavatal it even, and you would really still get around the yesterday rice, so it's not as chomer. So the halacha is chametz bekabeya. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.